Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Purchase, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents the Booming Better Expo, coming to you today from Manhattanville College in Purchase on a very rainy Sunday here in the heart of Westchester. Good morning, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host for the proceedings. My good buddy, my old radio buddy, Jay Michaels, with us today, and the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our wonderful engineer, as always. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
You got that right, Matt. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And as I look around the room here inside what is basically Exhibitor Village, as they call it here, inside Reed Castle at Manhattanville College, lots of exhibitors on hand. And again, this is for boomers age 55 and up to make their lives better, healthier, and more meaningful. And with that in mind, we have our two first guests today representing the Wellness and Communication Project. I believe that's here in Westchester. We have on my immediate left, Liz Gabor and Maureen Pasenkoff. Is that right? Both
yes.
Co-founders?
Yes, we're the co-founders.
Good to have you both here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Is this your first time at this expo?
Yes, it is.
Liz, let's start with you.
Sure.
Tell us about what the Wellness and Communication Project is all about since you found it. How long ago was that?
We founded it 3 years ago. And it is a patient empowerment company. We teach people what stress does to the body and the mind and how to manage that stress. And we also teach them communication strategies. And where those two intersect the most is the physician-doctor relationship, physician-patient relationship. So we teach people how to take charge of their health, communicate effectively, and have better health outcomes as a result.
So it's really the combination of mind and body. I mean, they have to work together. Otherwise, if one's out of whack, it just won't be effective.
Yes, they are completely interrelated. There is no separation.
Maureen, again, so you helped founded this. Tell us about what made you start all this. What inspired you to do this?
Well, I have been studying the physician-patient communication dialogue for about 20 years. And then Liz and I happened to start talking about it several years ago and realized that if we combined our disciplines, we could make a very powerful, new, and modern company. And so Liz takes care of stress, teaches how to manage that stress. And then I teach individuals exactly how stress affects your ability to just take in information and express yourself. So when, you know, older citizens, or actually anybody of any age, is in the doctor visit, there's a lot of fear, and fear makes it almost impossible to process information, let alone being able to express yourself.
I'm with you on that. I've been in that situation
yes.
so many times. One thing, when you're outside the doctor's office, you relax. And from my own experience, I can say this. I mean,
yes.
you go in that doctor's office, the anxiety goes high, the stress levels are up. It's that white coat hypertension that a lot of people get. I can certainly relate to that.
That's
and you
correct.
Try to, like, ease that, right?
That's correct. And we also feel right now that older individuals, they've been really used to a more paternalistic kind of attitude towards their doctor. And so we want them to take charge. We want them to feel that they can be powerful in their doctor visit and be as healthy as they can be and get their needs met.
Where are you located in Westchester? Do you know where you are in Westchester? Where is it located? The Wellness and Communication Project? Is there an actual office?
Not an actual office.
Oh, it's not? Not a brick and mortar at all?
Not a brick and mortar, no.
You're strictly
we
online?
Actually travel to different groups to bring our work to different groups. That's
you
our
do.
Target is, yeah, working with different groups of individuals, potentially more aged in people who we think could benefit the most from our services.
All right, that being said, where can they reach you if they have any questions anytime?
Absolutely, at the Wellness and Communication Project.com. And they can just go to our website and contact us from there. We'd be happy to serve you.
All right. Liz Gabor, Maureen Pasenkoff, thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great time today.
Thank you so much for having us. A pleasure.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking again with Liz Gabor and Maureen Pasenkoff, co-founders of what is the Wellness and Communication Project, here live at Manhattanville College in Purchase for the annual Booming Better Expo going on today. I'm Jim Cleefield. Jay Michaels will take over in just a little bit. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades.
Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College, Reed Castle, and the event is Booming Better Expo, right up my alley, ladies and gentlemen. Produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, by Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary. Also, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and also by Accordia Therapeutics, Life Science. Here we are in this beautiful, historic Reed Castle on a rainy day, and it's so good. With me is Janet Palazzola. I got that right?
You did. Very good.
Janet,
thank you.
Janet Palazzola is Vice President, Residential Services for the Wartburg.
The Wartburg, yes.
You know, for so many years, I worked for WFAS Radio, and the Wartburg was always on our community calendar. We were always talking about the Wartburg. It is an institution in Westchester County. How many years?
153 years this year.
Oh, 150 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. We just had a big celebration, opened some new programs, and things have been going strong.
Well, that's for anybody tuning in that doesn't know much about the Wartburg. What is the Wartburg? What is your mission?
So our mission is always to help people through the aging process, but also we help all ages. That's why sometimes we're not just a senior community.
Really?
We have intergenerational programs going on. We have grammar schools, college relationships.
Really?
Yeah. So it's grown to that point.
That might be something people aren't as aware of that know about the Wartburg only as senior care living.
Right. No. We have seniors living on the campus.
Sure.
So we have independent housing, which we have some townhouses. We have apartment buildings. We have a beautiful, affordable housing building.
Let's talk about the boomer generation specifically. Are there any unique challenges that relate to the boomers versus past generations? What's going on? Obviously, the boomer generation is huge, and more people are retiring every day. What are the big issues?
I think the two biggest issues, one is economics. Living in Westchester County is a very costly feat. And transportation, when people can't drive anymore. Transportation in Westchester County is something that we need more to
right.
for seniors.
Let's take on economics because finding affordable housing, healthcare costs are booming. How do you handle some of these issues with people that come into your facility?
Right. So many people try to downsize. They want to sell their house. They don't want to continue to pay the taxes of Westchester County.
Yes. That's me right now. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So we sell our houses. I sold my house 3 years ago, so I'm right there, too.
So you've already downsized.
We downsized already.
How do you help people through that transition?
First, they have to be ready. It's a big, big place to be to decide to sell your house and downsize. Most people do it because they have to, not because they want to. We recommend do it before you have to.
Right.
Make an intelligent plan, strategic decision.
Right. And, of course, where they want to live is a big part of it.
Right.
Obviously, if you want to move further north. But are there practical options in central Westchester for boomers that want to retire and downsize?
I think the wave you're going to hear more about is moderate housing, moderate market housing. And that's what people are building now.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
encouraging.
So we're in the middle of a project now where we're going to add 200 units of moderate housing. So you hear a lot about luxury. You hear a lot about affordable. But I think the wave we're going to hear for the boomer generation is middle, moderate.
And Wartburg is involved in actually the creating those units?
Yeah, we're working on it right now, yes.
And are they countywide or...
It's going to be right on the Wartburg campus.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we do have room on the campus to continue to grow.
So people can actually live, either fully independent or assisted in these units.
Yes. So right now I have 100 independent living people living right on the campus and 100 assisted living living right on the campus.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You're, not only are you busy, you're getting busier.
And we're going to, it's going to grow. We want to touch the boomers in the next 5 years.
We're talking with Janet Palazzola, Vice President Residential Services of the Wartburg. How about a website address and if a phone number if you think
sure.
It's relevant?
Yep. So our website is www.wartburg.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be reached at 914-513-5300.
Janet, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for your time.
Might certainly reach out to you at some point.
I'd be happy to help you.
Well, good luck with today's expo and with everything you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative. I'm Jay Michaels, and we are live here at... Boomers Better Expo, Manhattanville College in Purchase. Thank you for listening.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College, Reed Auditorium. It's the Booming Better Expo, produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Energy, Indian Point Energy Center, by Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, by Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for many, many years, over 30 years, J.P. Michael Pest Management, Residential and Commercial Abatement, also by Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape, and finally by Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions. And coming to the interview table right now is Dr. Ely Wong. He's a pain management specialist and an anesthesiologist at Phelps Medical Center. Dr. Wong, well, good afternoon or good morning, whatever the time is. It's a rainy day here at Manhattanville College. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, your specialty is certainly tapping right into the right generation, the baby boomer generation, people that are in their 50s and their 60s, and it's a huge generation, and back pain is something that is common to just about everybody. You're going to be putting on a presentation after we're done with this interview, but tell us the most common back pain issue that that patients come into you with these days.
You know, unfortunately, with the added wisdom we all have, as we age, there's a lot of wear and tear on our
right.
body, and our lower back essentially bears the brunt of just years and years of gravity and twisting and turning and everything we do to live. So generally, people get back pain. 80% of Americans get lower back pain, will experience some type of lower back pain. And with with the lower back pain, it can be debilitating sometimes. It can prevent you from doing what you love to do.
So you just said lower back pain.
Correct.
That is the most common, that lower area,
most
I
common
assume.
Lower back pain. 80% of Americans will experience lower back pain in, sometime in their life.
I've got to believe that there are preventative exercises. I mean, I've heard that. There are things that people can do and should do all the time when you're younger, so to prevent this onset later in life. I think that's, I would imagine, a big part of what you bring to your patients is how to prevent this from happening.
Yes, preventative care is by far the most important. When it comes to preventative exercises, certain things such as core strengthening, especially strengthening the deep layers of your lower back muscles, are incredibly helpful. Obviously, keeping the weight off and also not being overweight and not putting that type of stress on your body is helpful as well. Unfortunately, like I said, gravity will pull on your body 24 hours, 7 days a week, and that will bring degeneration onto your lower back. So my role as a pain management anesthesiologist is to manage the pain in a holistic nature so that you are able to perform these exercises and able to live your life. My job is to help you help yourself.
It's interesting you say that keeping your weight under control, that sounds like that's a very big part of it. Certainly that's a challenge for Americans, obesity rates being the way it is. But that's probably number one, is maintain a healthy body weight.
Yes, maintaining a healthy body weight is incredibly important. That being said, it's a lot of degeneration is unavoidable. We can't live in a bubble. We have to continue doing what we love to do. And that's really where the role of a pain management anesthesiologist comes in, to help you maintain that, to make you feel comfortable while you continue living your life.
Where does medication come in to this process?
You know, medication is a little complicated. We are going through a pain management and opiate crisis right
yes.
now. Opiates are very strong painkillers. We have to think outside the box to
yes.
treat this. So a lot of times what the care involves is a combination of, like we said, physical therapy, exercises, etc., and safe medications, and somebody to guide you through the trenches of which medications are safe, which are not safe, and then also thinking outside the box with interventions and injections. Because the idea here is, you put a pill in your mouth, 1% of it will go to your lower back or wherever else is causing your pain. 99% of it will go to other places causing problems. What if we put 99% of medication right there?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's what we do as pain management anesthesiologists. We use x-ray or ultrasound or other image guidance to guide very small needles safely to the area that the problem is, and put medication directly there and help our patients with pain. Again, most of these things are degenerative. Most of these things will not last forever, but it's all about buying you time and buying you pain-free time so you can make the most out of your life and make the most out of your exercises.
And hopefully get to a point where you don't have to have any kind of surgical procedure. That's kind of a, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it, but you want to avoid that if you can.
That's really the goal. The goal, again, is to do it safely. And sometimes surgery is necessary, like you
right.
said, but we do everything to try to avoid it when it's, and really help you help yourself.
Dr. Ely Wong, pain management specialist at Felt Memorial Hospital, also an anesthesiologist. Good luck with your presentation coming up, and thanks for joining us here at Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Hey, download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative. I'm Jay Michaels, and we are live at Boomer's Better Expo, Manhattanville's Reed College, Manhattanville's Reed Auditorium on Manhattanville College. Have a nice day.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
So-
Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College, Reed, the Reed Castle, as a matter of fact, and it's the Booming Better Expo, and boy, there's a lot of electricity here in the room. Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Energy, by Indian Point Energy Center, by Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. Also, by White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, by Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and by Accordia Therapeutics, Life Science, and I bring to the airwaves a very familiar voice, Mr. Bob Marrone, of course, currently the voice every weekday morning on WVOX. Can we say that?
Yeah, why not?
Slap me across the face if I do the wrong thing here. You're getting up and you're doing your show. We're just talking back and forth. You know, you and I kind of missed each other.
We were ships in the night,
We were ships in the night. And for years, you know, WFAS, I worked there for 30 years, but my tenure ended in 2013, and then you shuffled in, and we kind of missed each other, but it's great to kind of meet up with you and, you know, share the microphone together.
This is a first for me, and you know, when I first came on the air after you, about 10 years after, 20 years ago, 15, for morning, you were always, and you know, you're going to be embarrassed, but you were everyone in local radio, you were our idol.
Well, oh, boy. And, boy, you're right, I'm embarrassed. I don't know if that's, sounds good,
but
though.
But, Jay, think Westchester, okay?
Yes.
There was WFAS, there was WVOX. You were the morning guy.
Well,
thank God you started to do a lot of music, because when I did talk, at least I had a distinction. no, I didn't have to worry about...
I can hear that distinction.
No, I could not worry about taking listeners away from you, and of course now you're doing great up at Weeby.
Right. It's amazing how this world of radio for so many years so stable, and of course things have changed dramatically in the last 20-25 years. The economy's affected it. It's gotten very corporate, but it is great. One thing that hasn't changed, you turn on the microphone and you bring your personality to the airwaves, and I know that's why, I mean, I asked you, you know, you're at an age where you could be kicking back now, but you still have that, as they say, radio's in your blood thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel it right now talking to you. Yeah,
absolutely. And I still doing news as I do.
Yep.
I would be reading all that stuff anyway, all the newspapers, all the shows. It's a little tougher these days because of the acrimony out there.
Yes.
It's troubling.
It's tough to toe that middle line because everybody's got an opinion.
It is. But for people who do this for a living, you couldn't do it if it wasn't in your blood, you know, because it's a grind. You know, people think we're only on 3 hours or 4 hours a day, but the prep involved and...
The hours.
And having the energy for 3 or 4 hours every day, it's a very underrated thing.
I hope you live in a close proximity to the studio.
Oh, I do now. I didn't always.
Yeah.
I was living in New Jersey when I first got the morning show, and I commuted for a while. And I also had a newspaper column. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was my third year in. I wrote a piece about how I was nodding out at the wheel.
Mm.
And, you know, someone replied to me, and they said, you should be considering other people. And I said, you know, they're right. And finally, I relocated here. And then actually, I met someone, and it's been wonderful.
Great.
But I'm about 4 miles from the station, 3.5 miles.
Especially, you know, when you have to get up in the middle of the winter. And it seems like all the inclement weather, the snowstorms happen overnight into your shift. I will often say, why can't this happen in the middle of the afternoon and miss us?
But like yourself and many of the other people who've done radio for years, I pride myself on never missing a show.
Yeah.
I've walked...
That's what it's all about, man.
I've walked in a blizzard 4 miles after my car spun out to the station and got to my mic on time.
You've had a spin out too, huh?
Yeah.
and you live to tell about it.
But you know what, Jay, since you do this, let me tell you my absolute favorite day on the radio.
Okay, good.
Hurricane Sandy.
Oh.
We lost power. We fired up the generator, and now it was Halloween. It was a couple of days after the initial storm.
That's right.
And I'm on the air at night with a blanket over me. It's Halloween night. With a blanket, a candle, and a little flashlight, but we had enough to keep the transmitter going.
You did.
Telling ghost stories, 10 o'clock at night
on the airwaves?
On the air.
Wow.
Now, people will think we're crazy. It's what you get into radio to do.
Yeah.
And people, all they have were their transistor radios and their phones or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing.
So that you know, I was just recently asked what was your, you know, your best moment, the best time working in the business, and it's interesting that you mentioned that that was one experience, but that's one that you'll always harken back to. Oh, it really typifies what radio is all about, the magic of radio.
Oh, and you love it because we'd all tell stories, and it was, they didn't have electricity either. You could feel
right.
them at home.
That's right.
With a flashlight and a radio,
yeah.
telling their stories, and the phones were loaded because we're all they had. They had no TV.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
had no heat.
It was almost a throwback to a time before TV when radio
yeah.
was dominant, and that was the magic of radio, whether it was dramatic theater. That's what's so special about our medium.
And then a storm about 2-3 years ago where we lost the phones.
That's not good.
No, well, and we don't do music on AM. So I was on the air for
Talking.
9 straight
ooh,
hours.
Ooh, 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 boy.
9 straight. So, but
well, I'm glad they paid you overtime for that.
No, yeah. what business are you in?
I'm really? I was just checking. That's
overtime.
All. I just want to do a little check on that.
Oh my goodness.
But 9 hours, and all you could do is talk. Did you have other people with you, or were you all by yourself?
All by myself.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All by myself. And towards the end of the extent, because no one could get to work. No one could get in. No other hosts could
yeah.
get in.
Yeah.
And so I was just on endlessly. But fortunately, towards the latter half of it, we got our phones back.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you know, you can do so many churns and
sure.
so many
sure.
Issues that you put out there.
Sure.
And you wind up doing a lot of storytelling.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you have a few. We're
yeah,
talking to Bob Marone, who's the morning voice, WVOX, 6 to 9. Catch him tomorrow morning. This is just fascinating. Have you thought about memoirs, writing a book?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe you have.
I've already begun sketching. Oh, yeah. For what I've been through in the stations I've worked for.
Yeah, you've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, I've got a book. Although I forgot to tell you my favorite radio story because it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked, not my favorite. It probably was on Thanksgiving. On Halloween. About 10 years ago, I was on, you know, maybe 15.
A lot of stuff
now.
Happens to you on Halloween.
Well, no, trust me. Some people say I was born on Halloween. In fact, I model for Halloween decorations,
really?
Which is why I do radio.
I noticed you're in black today, by the way.
Well, that's because my better half's business is,
gotcha,
you know.
Gotcha.
Maybe I was still on nights. It was maybe 2003 or 4. And I'm on at midnight. And our tower got struck by lightning.
This is Halloween now, right?
No, oh, it was not. It was the middle.
Okay.
It was a winter snowstorm, Jay.
Well, they've been known to happen early. But anyway, go ahead.
The tower gets struck by lightning.
Lovely.
And I see, you know, we have the meters and we see the transmitter dying.
Right. Oh,
but
boy.
Then in my headphones, all I hear is a distant radio signal coming from News Radio 88 out of New York.
Wow.
But I look outside. The tower and all the cables were ablaze.
Really?
And they say it's very rare, but it happens. And they pulsed as they discharged the electricity for
so
about 45.
So you're seeing sparking going
no,
on?
No, not sparking. Think of St. Elmo's fire.
Ah.
All around the tower.
Wow.
And it's like 2 feet of snow outside.
Right, sure.
And my engineer is a real character. This guy Rich is the best. And you probably heard of Richard Littlejohn, one of the best in the business.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, what do we do now? Like, we're going to call the fire department. Yeah. That's what we're going to do now. Don't you think we ought to call the owner or something? Richard, it's midnight. And I couldn't tell because there were some sparks. I couldn't tell because the cables extend so far from
sure.
the tower.
Sure.
I couldn't tell if there was a fire.
Right.
But because the landscape was filled with snow.
Right.
It bright up the whole sky.
Really?
Oh my God.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
So I finally.
You didn't have your cell phone handy to take some shots. I guess it was before that time.
It was before that time, and this is a sensitive subject around these parts.
Okay.
No, the issue of the selfie.
You don't want to do a selfie at the end of the show? No, I'm
no, I've never
kidding.
Done a selfie in my life. I'm proud
Meaning,
of it.
I take terrible selfies.
No,
but
your
I
engineer today, Matt Kay.
Right.
We've done many shows together. Now I did an experiment, and it did work. Now, remember, I do news. I do a news show, talk show. So I get a lot of texts. Like anyone else, I get lots of emails.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. Those cell phones own you. So I tried an experiment.
Okay.
I bought a flip phone, but where I could... let me finish.
Go ahead.
I bought a flip phone where I could still send out emails.
Right.
But you had to be proactive to do it.
Right.
Where I could still text, but you had a very onerous process.
It is. I remember. I had one.
But it gave you control back. You only did things that you proactively needed to do, and you could organize your day. But the abuse from certain people that you now work with.
Absolutely. I went through it.
Well, you have a flip phone? No, I get a phone call.
Get out of the studio. What?
Yeah. I'm getting ready. We're on our way to do a gig, and Matt calls, and Matt's kind of like the anchor of all this stuff for us. He's you know, the backbone. And I figure it's a really important call. Maybe they change the time. Hey, Bob, it's the 90s calling to get your phone back. but here's the kicker, Jake.
It's the 90s calling.
I go to a hockey game with my grandson, the garden, take him to the game. And you have to throw your phone in that little basket. It became big news at Madison Square Garden. All the guys, God, look at this. What is this?
What is this old archaic? That's something else. I'm glad to hear that, because I mean, it makes a lot of sense, because you're right. The flip phone requires more effort, and so less obsession, perhaps.
No, you are no longer a victim, but the abuse. And then, of course, the whole Trump thing got so busy, I needed to go back.
Of course.
But the day I'm off the air.
Back to the flipper.
I will go back to a flipper in a minute, because I think it hurts people.
We really should, before we, you know, because we could go on.
If we don't promote this business, I'm a dead man.
Your wife is here, a business called Plug-In Virtual Reality. Why don't you tell us what some folk coming out here today will see.
Plug-In Virtual Reality is the name of the business. Now, folks who are walking in are now, as we speak, as have your two cohorts today, experience virtual reality. You put on the headset.
Right.
And in this case, they were shooting at birds, which is another story Angry birds.
There you go.
Birds, PMSing birds.
All kinds of birds.
Yes, all kinds of birds. And no sense getting in a flap about it, but that's what they did.
Flap? Okay.
You got that anyway. But the cool thing about virtual reality is, you know, you can play games, but you can tour places. You can go to the Louvre.
Really?
That's so cool. And it is 20.
That is really
360,
cool.
Wherever you look. But here's the deal. What we've done is we've created a movable package, which is here, where we could take to weddings, bar mitzvahs,
Matt's. How does that go over when you go to those
Well, we just
started
up.
Oh,
but
I bet that's a great sort of extra.
Yeah, and we're reasonable. The prices are reasonable. But the cool thing is, though, is that we can take it to you.
Wow.
And
that's cool.
It really is cool.
Parties, all sorts of things.
Yeah, and again, we're tailoring the games. Like today we did Angry Birds because it's relatively easy and you get to kill things, which Matt loved when he did it.
Yeah, kill them birds.
Except he wanted to know if he could take one home to cook for dinner, and we had to explain to him it was virtual reality.
Virtual reality, exactly.
But
that's funny.
But it's called Plug-In Virtual Reality.
Website, is there a website?
Yeah, we're going to get to the website as soon as I look at
I figured you'd do that. You think like an interviewer.
Why did I have to talk to another broadcaster? You know, I want to interview you about all your years on the radio.
Oh, gee whiz.
Plug-In, it's called play@plugin.com. And, no, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong one. That's the email.
Take two.
It's
print is small.
playvirtualreality.com.
Okay.
No.
Let's do it.
I can't read. I hate you, Jay. I liked you for years. All the
You're
admiration,
killing me,
all the admiration, just went away, folks. I despise.
Well, now we've got their attention.
PlugInVirtualReality.com.
That's
PlugInVirtualReality. And look at, she designed this. It's a really nice logo. Here, I'll put it up here. See the cat? Wow! There it is. Plug-In Virtual Reality. And we've got option A, where the client pays unlimited players with minimal playtime. Option B, the general public pays fewer players who book online. It's plugin virtualreality.com. The phone number is 914-960-0390. 914-960-0390. Now we're developing a game called Kill the DJ.
Ah.
And it's got J. Michael's face on it. And
yeah,
you can shoot.
Come and get me if you can get me.
You could shoot microphones in the shape of little arrows.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Before we go, I'll sacrifice myself. I've got to ask you.
Sure.
You haven't lost your fastball after all these years. You're not tired of it even a little bit, are you?
I'm tired of certain things, but yeah, I still enjoy it.
Yeah, you do, clearly.
I do.
Still...
I do enjoy it. It's, yeah, I don't, I think that it's a bottomless pit. I don't think you're going to get to where it's like, I've had enough. It's the same as it was years ago, and you're the same way. I love
Could you
it.
See him in the box, Matt?
The box?
I'm What's not that? Dead yet.
That's right. Give me one more break. One more break.
I'll be right back after this death.
You know, I have never done a talk show, but we just did 15 minutes, so I think I'm ready for talk radio.
Oh, you do great talk radio. Are you kidding? See, I actually love the idea of doing it with someone. It adds energy.
Doesn't
people
it?
In the studio add energy.
Yeah. If you have the right people in there, it can be just beautiful. It can be excellent.
Like the other day, I got in trouble. I'm sure this happened to you. I had on a guest that for business reasons I had to have on. She was mute. I couldn't pull anything out of her with a tractor.
Oh, you know what that's
about. Oh, so you have to take over the interview. And then your boss would say, why are you talking over the guest?
No, that's true.
Because the guest was a moron.
Yeah, you get that. Exactly. You have to be able to fill.
No, there are people in nursing homes more articulate than this one.
And the thing is, sometimes somebody will sit down next to you and you talk off the air and they're so, and then as soon as we go on the air, they can't say anything.
It's like my love life.
So,
as soon as they're next to me, they clam right up.
Bob Marone, we got to cut it there, but it's so
you,
great to
it's
get
great
together
to see
again,
you, man.
And good luck with the business, and tomorrow morning comes quick. I'm sure, you got to get ready for Monday morning.
Hey, thank
Did
you
I
so much.
Did I have to remind you that?
This has been an honor, man. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Have a great day.
Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative. And there you have that. Jay Michaels, along with Bob Marone today, Manhattanville College Booming Better Expo. Have a great day.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Manhattanville College and Boomers Better Expo. We're in the Reed Castle, and we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. Also, we are sponsored by White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accordia Therapeutics Life Science. I'm Jay Michaels. Good afternoon from Manhattanville College, and we're visiting with Joseph Lee of Rothman Orthopedics, affiliated with Northwell Health. Joseph is an orthopedic spine surgeon. Good morning, good afternoon, I guess it is, Joseph. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Jay.
You're a busy guy. I know Rothman Orthopedics is among the leaders in orthopedics, and the name is becoming more prominent in this part of the country.
That's correct. So Rothman Orthopedics, we were originally from the Philadelphia and South Jersey market. We have multiple offices down there, and we finally made the expansion now into North New Jersey and New York City, as well as Westchester. So we're trying to bring our high-quality orthopedic care to this particular area.
You have a location in Tarrytown as well as Manhattan, and we were speaking off the air. That keeps you quite mobile.
Correct. Our goal is to provide coverage for both Westchester into the Manhattan and potentially into the other five boroughs.
Orthopedic spine surgeon. Whenever you talk about the spine, it's pretty complicated area of the body, and that it's important for people to make sure they maintain good spine health. What kinds of problems, since we are... we are here at a program that targets a specific audience, the baby boomer generation. Spine issues, obviously, are among many other issues for their health.
Absolutely. Low back pain, probably one of the most common things that we see, not only in the primary care office, but even in our orthopedic clinic. The most important thing about dealing with back pain is prevention. So you want to have a healthy lifestyle. You want to have good core strength. You want to have some low impact cardio exercise. You want to avoid high risk things. And this, 90% of the time will get you better.
It will.
Sometimes though, when there's people who have significant pain, pain in the back that radiates down the leg, we can do some other options such as injections and sometimes surgery to get you better.
We mentioned a couple off the air that are pretty common problems for people. Pinched nerves, sciatica.
Absolutely, Jay. So sciatica is a very, very common problem. It's when people have pain shooting from the back down the leg. People come into my office and they tell me, "Doc, cut my leg off. It bothers me that much." So we start off with a conservative treatment with medications, injections, and medications. But sometimes we can do surgery to fix that particular problem.
Obviously, surgery is a last resort, I would imagine.
Absolutely. 90% of our patients don't need surgery because they get better with the conservative treatment.
Yeah. Sporting an optimal weight is certainly important for good spine health. And that's got to be a tough one for many people because most Americans, unfortunately, are above their ideal weight.
That's absolutely correct. So when they come see us in the office, it's hard to tell these patients this, but sometimes we tell them the easiest thing that they can do is to lose weight. Now, it's a catch-22 because when they're on the heavier side, they have a hard time doing the exercises necessary to lose weight. But we also encourage healthy nutrition and starting somewhere, and then hopefully long-term, they'll get the necessary weight loss to have less back pain.
And I think you mentioned the key phrase before in terms of overall health is to improve your core strength. Core strength, in this generation, it's not so much how big you can make your muscles. It's the certain muscles that will stabilize the entire body.
Absolutely. So the six-pack muscle that everybody wants to see is one part of it.
Leave that to the younger generation.
Correct. So the booming generation, it's more important to build the core muscle, which are the back muscles and the hip flexor muscles.
Joseph Lee, orthopedic spinal surgeon of Rothman Orthopedic Affiliates, Northwell Health. I want to thank you very much for coming in. And I'd like to ask you about, give us, before we say goodbye, your website, any other information
for
contact.
Our website is rothmanortho.com, and our phone number is 914-580-9697.
Joseph, thanks a lot, and keep us healthy, will you?
Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Okay, download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram, yes indeedy, at Shark Creative. I'm Jay Michaels, and we're in Manhattanville at Reed Castle for Boomers Better Expo. Have a good day.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a rainy Sunday here inside Reed Castle at Manhattanville College in Purchase, New York, for the Booming Better Expo going on here today. It's really aimed at those 55 and older, help live happier, healthier lives, whether it be their health or financial well-being. I'm Jim Cleafield, your co-host, and my good friend Jay Michaels doing a great job as well, and the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mackay, as always, our extraordinary engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Best Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool construction. And as I look around the room here, we have a tremendous crowd here today, lots of exhibitors answering any questions they might have of boomers to help, as we said, live much better, healthier, happier lives.
And joining me now, my very next guest, we're happy to have with us Debbie Bisaccia, Director of Rehabilitation with NY Rehab, or NY Rehab, which is located is that in Harrison, New York? Is that right?
Yes. We are Ivy Rehab. We are a network comprised and made up of 165 physical therapy clinics throughout the country. We are dedicated to providing exceptional care and personalized treatment to help you getting better and feeling faster. But this is such a wonderful event here, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of it and to gain awareness and allow people to hear all about our services throughout the country and county.
This is a great turnout, isn't it?
It's wonderful, yes. We have a lot of exciting exhibits here. Ivy Rehab specializes in outpatient orthopedic injuries. You can come with back, neck, hip, knee pain. We have specialized programs, concussion programs, vestibular programs. We have a return to sport. We also have a certified hand therapist on program on our staff who can help patients with any hand problems or hand injuries. And we also offer complimentary free yoga on Wednesdays from 12 to 12:30.
So really you do concentrate on the mind and body.
We do. We do. We specialize in again, outpatient orthopedics, but we see everyone from ages 5 to 110.
Well, you talk about therapy. I mean, like, I do like to work out a lot, and I'm almost at that age right now, but I mean, sometimes I get lower back pain, and I'm putting the ice or the heat on.
Exactly.
But those are the kind of things that you could kind of help fix with a little massage here and there?
Absolutely. We have a comprehensive evaluations and free screenings, so when a patient can come in under direct access, meaning that you don't need a script to come to PT. If you do have Medicare, we do take Medicare. We're also a provider for Blue Cross Blue Shield, Oxford United Healthcare, Aetna and Cigna, so forth and so on. You just call the office at 914-777-3737. We guarantee that patients come in within a 24-hour time frame, and you have one-on-one exceptional great care.
How long have you been around?
I have been practicing for 24 years, and I've been with the company for 2.5 years now.
And the company itself has been around for a while?
Yes. The company has been around for decades. We have various facilities throughout Westchester County in Briarcliff, Harrison, Jefferson Valley, New Rochelle, White Plains, West Harrison, and Yorktown Heights. I run the one in Harrison at 550 Mamaroneck Avenue, Suite 104 in Harrison, New York.
So when somebody comes into your office for the first time, what do they see?
What do they say or what do we
what
see?
What do they see? Yeah, like physically.
What do they see? We have a big, wide open space that's fully equipped to the cardiovascular area. We have full treatment areas. We have modalities. We have a Pilates reformer technique, tons of equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, and again, a certified hand therapist on staff.
We have about a minute left. If anybody would like more information about your services, where can they get in touch with you?
Yes, please contact me at dbisaccia@ivyrehab.com or kindly call the office at 914-777-3737 and happy to treat them and get them back in the game.
That's Ivy Rehab. It looks like an NY, believe it
Rehab.
Or not, doesn't it?
Yes, golf, tennis, injuries. Thank you.
Ivy Rehab. Thanks so much, Debbie.
You bet.
Okay, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Manhattanville College. More of the show coming up in just one moment.
Outside your window, what would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live inside Reed Castle here at Manhattanville College in Purchase on a rainy Sunday for the annual Booming Better Expo. And that's, of course, aimed at those 55 and older live happier, healthier lives, whether it be your health, or financial well-being. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host, and along with my good friend Jay Michaels, who is also co-hosting with me today. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Aporta Therapeutics.
Life, science.
Right you are, Matt. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. My very next guest, well, she's the woman behind all of this magic here today, the organizer of the Booming Better Expo. We have Susan Ross with us today. Good to have you with us here.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
This looks like this is a rousing success from what I can see from the turnout.
Well, it looks like the exhibitor village here is pretty busy, and we've got great attendance going on at our sessions, which are, it's all about helping ages 55 and older create their strongest and best life. So we've got all sorts of different topics that we're addressing here, and the vendors are here representing health and wellness organizations, as well as financial organizations, legal advice as well, and just everything about improving quality of life.
How many years has this event been going on
here? This is our first annual event.
Oh, it's the very first one?
Yeah. So
how about
pretty
that?
Good turnout for the first one, right?
Considering the weather, I mean, there was a lot of concern about turnout, but I can see a lot of people came out in droves today.
It is a rain or shine event. We are here.
Well, I mean, so being this is what the first one, I mean, you got to be pleased with how smooth it's been going so far. I mean, we have exhibitors in where we are here in Reed Castle in the village, the exhibitor village, and there's several others around the building, right?
Well, it was a hectic morning getting set up, but it's a beautiful venue on the campus here, and people are coming up. They're really making time because we've had so much advance notice for this, and they're here to sit in on the sessions, and they're here to visit all of the vendors. We've just got a lot going on in this room.
So as the event organizer, you have a tremendous responsibility. I mean, getting these exhibitors here together and coordinating everything, right?
It was a bit of a handful, I will admit. But today, it looks like it's going really smoothly, and we're really just thrilled with the response. Our exhibitors are really pleased with the turnout. We're bringing in the demographic and the group that we, you know, said we would, because there's a need. There was a void in the market, nothing really going on for people, for baby boomers, really between the ages of, say, 55 and their early 70s, because we've got so many more years left to live. I mean, really decades. We're all living longer, so you can't look at this time of life as, you know, nearing the end. It's really new beginnings.
This is said to be kind of the prime of your life. It's prime time, and this is when really should be some of your best years, right?
Well, you're either pre-retirement or heading into retirement, so there's a lot to look forward to, and you just want to make sure that you're healthy in all aspects, whether that's financially or actual, you know, physical health, emotional health. For instance, we've got a couple of workshops going on here today that's all about mindful breathing. So really taking a step back and being able to, you know, consider life and what you've got ahead of you, and just take a deep breath and prepare to move forward.
Well, we have a minute left, so I mean, it's just been a tremendous success. So if anybody wants more information about this event, if they couldn't make it today, is there any contacts they can make? I mean, we have a lot of different exhibitors. Where can they contact you or anybody else?
Well, they can contact us through the boomingbetter.com website. They can also reach out to Westchester Senior Voice Magazine.
Great. Susan Ross, event organizer, congratulations on your first event.
Thanks so much.
Susan Ross, ladies and gentlemen, event organizer with this Booming Better Expo, the first one, believe it or not. I didn't know that. Here at Manhattanville College, and we're in Reed Castle. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with our final segment in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations.
will also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live today from Reed Hall, Reed Castle, Manhattanville College for the Boomers Better Expo. If you're a baby boomer, there's a wealth of knowledge to be had and great sources of information for you. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, by Lapolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a sleepaway facility in Armagh. Also sponsored by Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. I'm Jay Michaels here in this beautiful historic Reed Castle, and with me is Mary Lack. She's the Outreach Community Specialist with Touro Dental Health. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. You have an exhibit here in the hall, and we've been talking about what you're all about. I think I've got a pretty much of a grasp of it right now, but you're a dental school that's more than just a dental school. You actually host dental service, if you will, a dental practice, if you will, where the students graduate into a clinical setting and actually perform, a lot of the services that a dentist would under the supervision of professional dentists. And you're brand new to the area, right?
Correct.
Tell us about Touro Dental Health, and where are you located in Westchester?
We are located in Hawthorne, New York.
Hawthorne,
New York is 10 minutes from White Plains.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually 17 minutes from Purchase, New York.
Wow.
We are centrally located.
Now, these are students that aspire to become dentists.
Right.
Okay. And is this a residential school, or is it where students come for classes during the day and then go home?
It's also a residential.
It is.
Yes.
Wow.
And some students can't live close by, but we have dorms.
How long have you been in Hawthorne and with the school doors open? How long?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
You're kind of you're still trying to get the name out, aren't you?
Yes, well.
Absolutely. So it is very unique because I was talking about, students who want to become dentists or perhaps even hygienists, whatever the service is, you learn all facets or just strictly full-time dentists, pretty much.
Full-time dentists.
Right. There is the classroom element where you begin at that first step. You put in a couple of years learning about the industry, and then actually they graduate into a clinical setting where they're working under the auspices of certified dentists, and hopefully by the time they graduate, they're ready for a full-time job.
Correct. The students are also exposed to a simulative lab where they practice on mannequins that look like human beings. It's something to be seen.
Wow.
And they practice there also an entire year before they see a real patient.
Wow, that's very interesting. We have one of those students, Sarah Rosen, with us right now. And Sarah, you are what, halfway through the program or more than halfway through?
I'm halfway through the program, and I have learned so much this far.
Where did you get your desire to become a dentist? Where was that born? Where did it come from, the inspiration?
I'm lucky enough to have a family that's in the healthcare industry. I always knew that I wanted to be in a career that was in service to other people. My father's a physician, my mother's a teacher, and my sister's a psychotherapist. So I got a lot of exposure under my dad as a physician.
How did you hear about Touro Dental Health?
Ironically enough, my father did attend New York Medical College as a physician, and one day I was just like, hey, Dad, do you happen to know if your medical school is opening up a dental school? And he said, I literally just found out today that it is.
Wow. And here's another student. I didn't get your name.
Leah Tarverdi.
Again?
Leah Tarverdi.
Leah, and are you ready to go into the clinical setting out of the classroom too at Touro?
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
And what inspired you to become a dentist?
I got a job at a dental office, and I've worked for 3 years, and I was like fascinated by the work that the dentist was doing, and that fascinated me to become a dentist.
So you and Sarah right now are pretty much on the same track, moving into the clinical setting, and you're going to be dealing with actual patients who use this dentist office or the dentist service being provided, anybody can subscribe and come and be, you know, treated by you and under the supervision of, you know, the pros that are there.
Yeah, we take anyone and everyone. We're open to all procedures. So within the one floor of our very special and new state-of-the-art practice, we cover all dental specialties. Cleanings, whitening, implants, dentures, you name it, we got it.
So we can actually plug, Touro for anybody that's looking for a dentist, right? Can they call and maybe set up an appointment?
Correct. And we take almost all dental insurances as well, yes.
Well, congratulations, ladies, and good luck in your future as you move down the line a little bit further, becoming full-fledged dentists.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Mary, that's very interesting. If people want more information about Touro Dental Health, is there a way they can do that?
Yes, there is a number they can call.
Okay, let's see if you can read that number there, Sarah.
The number is 914-594-2700.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. I'm glad
you
came out.
Thank you so much.
You're right. Very good. Absolutely. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative. I'm Jay Michaels, and this has been our broadcast from Manhattanville College of Boomers Better Expo, and we hope you enjoyed our series of interviews, and do have a very good rest of your weekend.
You listener, yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.